The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. Well, the Wizard of Oz theme park, Beach Mountain, is getting ready for all things Yellow Brick Road. Come September, you can travel over the rainbow to visit one of the world's largest wonderful Wizard of Oz events at the Land of Oz. Fans can meet their favorite characters and experience live performances during the adventure. The festival will also include arts and crafts, memorabilia, and food vendors. The Wizard of Oz theme park at Beach Mountain will reopen for 3 weekends in September, the 8th through the 10th, 15th through the 17th, and the 22nd through the 24th. Tickets go on sale in June. You can find out more information at landofoznc.com. That's landofoznc.com. The Smithfield Ham and Yam Festival is just a few weeks away. The event showcases agricultural products that Smithfield and Johnston County are known for. They also have live music there, country ham biscuits, of course, and sweet potatoes. What else? The festival hosts the What's That Yam Thing contest, a favorite for school-age children, given the opportunity to turn sweet potatoes into works of art. Visitors wander through the festival area filled with hundreds of booths occupied by local artists, craftspeople, and makers, face painters, local nonprofit organizations, and more. This family-friendly event keeps crowds entertained with performances on multiple stages, children's games, and inflatables. The festival is set for May 6th in downtown Smithfield. All right, let's look at the rundown for the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows there start at 9, unless noted. Thursday, April 20th, Slimeathon with Rasta, Hovazian, Juice Lord, Troya, and more, and that all starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, April 21st, Sons of Paradise, Sun-Dried Vibes, and One Culture. Saturday, April 22nd, Cops, the Big Tour with Jacob Asher. Sunday, April 23rd, Vacant Company with Not Flailing. Wednesday, April 26th, Litz. Thursday, April 27th, Bongzilla with Wizard Rifle, Crystal Spiders, and Doomsday Prophet. That show starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, April 28th, Of Good Nature and the Whelan Brothers. Saturday, April 29th, I Tumbao with Bacalao Stars, DJ Gay Agenda. And Sunday, April 30th, Harshimetry at 8 o'clock. Quick look at what's coming up in May. Nirvani, a Nirvana tribute experience. Greasy Grindfest number 3, and Olivia Jean. That's all in early May. All right, Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, April 20th, Tab Benoit with Alistair Green. Friday, April 21st. Dr. Fresh Dr. Fresh Rave's Anatomy 2023 tour with the Sponges. That show starts at 9:30. Saturday, April 22nd, Sick Man, the ultimate Alice in Chains tribute, along with The Fifth. Sunday, April 23rd, the Band of Heathens with them Coolie Boys. Tuesday, April 25th, Prof, the Workhorse Tour with Juice Lord, Bayo, and Willy Wonka. Wednesday, April 26th, the Hip Abduction with Coyote Island. Friday, April 28th, Dylan Fence with Cosmic Superheroes and Wonderwise. That show starts at 7:30. Saturday, April 9th, Enslaved and Insomnium with Black Anvil. That show starts at 7. Then, in early May at Lincoln Theater, Grateful Dub, which is reggae-infused tribute to the Grateful Dead. Pert Near Sandstone and the Way Down Wanderers, Susto with Harvey Street Company and Ellis Bullard. Those three, early May. All right, we'll move on to the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8 o'clock. Friday, April 21st, Lil Wayne. Saturday, April 29th, Haley Kiyoko, the Panorama Tour. Tuesday, May 2nd, 10,000 Gek Tour 2 with Machine Girl. Wednesday, May 3rd, Seven Lions, Beyond the Veil, the Journey 3 Tour. Friday, May 5th, Sorry Pappy Tour, the All-Girl Party, it's 21 plus. And Saturday, May 6th, Yacht Rock Review, Reverse Sunset Tour. All right, the Justice Theater Project. Through April 23rd, currently, Tiny Beautiful Things. Writer Cheryl Strayed becomes an accidental online dating columnist who draws from her own life to help thousands of readers navigate life, love, grief, and forgiveness. This is at Raleigh Theater Raleigh on Old Wake Forest Road. May 17, 18, and 21, The Dead Man. In the wake of World War I, the Jewish residents of a destroyed synagogue in Poland come together to discuss how or if they should rebuild. This is at the Raleigh Jewish Community Center on Norwood Road. June 9th through the 25th, Justice Theater Project, Urinetown, the musical. And that's at Umstead Park UCC on Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. Carolina Performing Arts performances at 8 o'clock, but not the only one that's left for the season. Thursday, April 20th wraps up Carolina Performing Arts for its current season. Osvaldo Golijov's Falling Out of Time, musical interpretation of David Grossman's powerful book of the same name. This is at Memorial Hall, 7:30, Thursday, April 20th. Duke performances, four more shows for the season. Friday, April 21st, the Rosetta Circle with Tift Merritt and friends. The Rosetta Circle is a new project led by Raleigh-based folk luminary Tift Merritt that builds on the work of pioneering female jazz historian Rosetta Wright, who created a record label dedicated to the foremothers of early jazz and blues. That's at the Rubenstein Art Center, Vonderhaden Studio Theater. Saturday, April 22nd, the Jerusalem Quartet. Friday, April 28th, an evening with Elion Elias. And that's at Page Auditorium. And Saturday, April 29th, the Cookers. Hailed as a bebop supergroup by NPR, the Cookers' seven members have played on over 1,000 recordings combined, and two of them, drummer Billy Hart and saxophonist Donald Harrison Jr., were named 2022 Jazz Masters by the National Endowment for the Arts. And that's the rest of the season for Duke performances. They'll be back in the fall. Arts Access is North Carolina's only nonprofit organization dedicated solely to making the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities. Currently, they employ a roster of more than 15 contract audio describers who describe live theater, visual arts, and dance performances for patrons who are blind or have low vision. The following is a listing of events currently available for audio description. Saturday and Sunday, April 22nd and 23rd, it's Beetlejuice, and that's at the Stephen Tanger Center in Greensboro. It's a musical based on the 1988 film of the same name. Saturday's performance is at 2. The Sunday matinee is at 1. Saturday, April 29th, The Color Purple, Martin Marietta's Center's Fletcher Opera Theater. This musical adaptation spotlights Celie, a downtrodden young woman whose personal awakening over the course of 40 years forms the arc of an epic story, the gift of courage that friendship can summon. Performance is at 2 o'clock. Saturday, May 6th, The Cake. This is at Triad Stage at the Pearl Theater in Greensboro. Traditional Southern values and a gay wedding bring up questions of love, found families, cancel culture, sex after 40, and the addictive qualities of a good cake. Faith and family come to a head in this comedy by Winston-Salem native Becca Brunstetter, producer and writer with NBC's This Is Us. It is a 2 o'clock performance Saturday, May 6th. Sunday, May 14th, part of Arts Access, My Wonderful Birthday Suit. This is Raleigh Little Theater. Rainbows, moonbeams, and a bit of birthday magic make for a super fun party. But friendships are questioned when judgments and comments about skin color slip out. This story told with music, an awesome puppet named Bobo the Bird, and the wonder of a magical thinking tree will give everyone something to ponder. This is the 5:30 performance. Then Saturday and Sunday, May 20th and 21st, Frozen. This is at the Stephen Tanger Center in Greensboro. Heralded by the New Yorker as thrilling and genuinely moving, Frozen features the songs you know and love from the original Oscar-winning film. Saturday's show is at 2. Sunday is 1 o'clock. Okay, a few laughs. We'll start with Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday through Saturday, April 20th through the 22nd, it's Steph Tolliver. Steph can be seen on Bill Burr Presents Friends Who Kill on Netflix. And the best of the Netflix is a Joke Fest special. She was featured on Comedy Central's The Ringer's stand-up series, as well as the second season of Unprotected Sets on Epics. Sunday, April 23rd, Raleigh Improv, Nacho Redondo, a superstar comedian from Venezuela, who's taking the comedy world by storm. He is one of the rising stars in stand-up. This show is in Spanish. Wednesday, April 26th, tonight at the Improv, it features Jay Bliss, Elijah Ford, Todd Riley, H.L. Boney, Brian Herberger, Adam Rioste, and Tyrone Rogers. Thursday through Saturday, April 27th through the 29th, Dale Jones. 30 years in the making, Dale accentuates his machine gun style delivery with a healthy dose of animated faces, and then combines that with quick improvisations and well-placed physical comedy. Friday through Sunday, May 5th through the 7th, Chico Bean, hailing from Washington, D.C., and known as one-third of the 85 South show, Chico knows how to deliver a well-executed joke. He has the uncanny ability to memorize almost instantly the words to an old song or create a new quirky jingle on the spot. Wednesday, May 10th, it's Jeff Allen. Jeff is in his fifth decade of working as a comedian. You may have seen him on America's Got Talent, Dry Bar Comedy, HBO, Amazon Prime, Huckabee, Pure Flix, Comedy Central, VH1, Showtime, TBN, CBN, Family Net, and numerous other television networks and podcasts. Let me see. Friday and Saturday, May 12 and 13, Annie Letterman, a stand-up comedian, podcaster, writer, and actress. Thursday through Saturday, May 18th through the 20th, Maz Jobrani, a comedian, actor, and host of his own podcast, Back to School, on the All Things Comedy Network. His stand-up comedy special, Pandemic Warrior, is available for streaming on Peacock TV. As an actor, he played the Lovell Fawes on the CBS comedy Superior Donuts. Friday and Saturday, May 26 and 27, Gabriel Iglesias. As you might expect, that show is sold out. Or I should say, those shows are sold out. Sunday, May 28th, Martin Marino. And all shows at the Raleigh Improv are 18-plus, unless noted. All right, Goodnight's Comedy Club, Woodburn Road at the Village District. Thursday through Saturday, April 20th through the 22nd, Vic DiBattista. On television, the big screen, and comedy stages across the country, Vic churns energy, honesty, and humanity into nonstop laughter. Friday and Saturday, April 21st and 22nd, Jeffrey Asmus. Jeffrey began performing stand-up in 2013, immediately after wasting $143,000-plus on, get this, seven college degrees. He has performed at Just for Laughs in Montreal as a new face and was also featured on Fox's Laughs, College Humor, and Kevin Hart's LOL Network. Thursday, April 27th, Goodnight's Comedy Club, Steve Gillespie. Steve's act is a slap-happy balance of aggression and absurdity, coupled with a delightfully pushy persona that has earned him spots at some of the best festivals in the country. Thursday through Saturday, April 27th through the 29th, Duncan Trussell. Duncan is an actor and stand-up comic known for his podcast, The Duncan Trussell Family Hour. He appears on the Netflix series The Midnight Gospel, as well as the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. Friday and Saturday, April 28th and 29th, Erica Rhodes. Erica has appeared on ABC's Modern Family, HBO's Veep, Fox's New Girl, and IFC's Comedy Bang Bang. She also starred in the ABC digital series, The Off Season. Then Sunday, April 30th at Goodnight's, Mark Brady. Mark's a Raleigh native, won the title of North Carolina's Funniest Person contest, held, by the way, at Goodnight's. His content has been featured on The Late Late Show with James Corden, as well as on ESPN. And a special note, all shows at Goodnight's Comedy Club are 18-plus, unless noted. Well, Wilmington is hosting the Dave Matthews Band this spring. It's part of the band's 2023 summer tour. The band will perform at Live Oak Bank Pavilion at Riverfront Park in Wilmington, May 30th and May 31st. All right, Greensboro Coliseum. Sunday, April 23rd, New Edition, the Legacy Tour. Saturday, April 29th, Kenny Chesney, I Go Back Tour 23. May 6th, Mana. May 12th, Straight Jokes, No Chaser Comedy Tour. Monday, May 15th, WWE Monday Night Raw. Wednesday, May 17th, Kevin Hart, his reality check tour. June 17th, Brooks and Dunn, Reboot 2023 tour. June 24th, Dude Perfect, Pandemonium tour. July 20th, Thomas Rhett, Home Team Tour 2023. July 24th, NF, the Hope Tour. And July 30th, the Chicks World Tour 2023. And taking a look at some of the events coming up in Charlotte, we'll start with the Spectrum Center, Friday, April 21st, Straight Jokes, No Chaser Comedy Tour. May 6th, ACT, Sweet Mirage in the U.S., Tomorrow and Together World Tour. May 21st, Anul AA, Legends Never Die World Tour. May 23rd, Paramore. And July 30th, Panda MS. At PNC Pavilion, also in Charlotte, May 12th, Janet Jackson and Ludacris. May 21st, Godsmack and I Prevail. May 30th, Dead and Company. June 17th, Dierks Bentley. June 24th, Weezer, Future Islands, and Joyce Manor. June 27th, Big Time Rush and Max and Jax. And June 28th, it's Shania Twain. Of course, two big concerts coming up at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium. Saturday, July 15th, it is Luke Combs. And August 9th, Beyoncé's Renaissance World Tour. All right, coming up next, let's take a look at the Clayton Center. In Clayton, where else would it be, right? Saturday, April 22nd, an evening with Joe Bob Briggs. How Rednecks Saved Hollywood. Spend a fast and furious 2 hours with America's drive-in movie critic as he uses over 200 clips and stills to review the history of rednecks in America as told through the classics of both grindhouse and mainstream movies. That's an 8 o'clock show. Also at the Clayton Center, Sunday, April 23rd, The Isaacs Family Band's unique style showcases tight family harmony and blends their multi-genre musical influences of bluegrass, rhythm and blues, folk, country, and southern gospel. Finally, Saturday, May 6th, Solid Gold, Johnston County Choir's Spring Concert at 2 o'clock. Garner Performing Arts Center. Saturday, April 29th, the Noose River Big Band. Saturday, May 13th, Larry and Joe in concert. April 14 and 15 and April 21 and 22, Always a Bridesmaid. Upcoming events this summer in June, Motherless Child, the stage play. In July, El Boricua, Este Otra Cosa. I hope I got it close to being right. Smooth jazz and R&B with a splash of comedy. Then coming up at Garner Performing Arts Center in August, Disney's High School Musical Junior. Events going on in Cary. Friday, April 21st, Croce Plays Croce. That's at the Cary Arts Center, part of the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. Shows are at 7:30. Then Saturday, May 20th, at the Main Stage Series, Reese Palmer. And that's the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series for this season. It's at the Cary Arts Center, 7:30. Okay, Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park Boathouse, first Fridays each month. May 5th, Story Charlemagne, 5:30 to 7:30. June 2nd, To Die For, from 6 to 8. In July, it's Curry Wayne Clayton Jr., August, Carson Mack, September 1st, Misty Mayhem, and August 6th, Tiger Lily. Festivals coming up in Cary, April 22nd, Saturday, Children's Day Festival from 11 to 5. Saturday, April 29th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival from 9 to 5. Saturday, May 13th, Ritmo Latino Festival from 12 to 6. Saturday, May 20th, Wheels on Academy, and that's from 10 to 2. Then we got performances at the Page, outdoor events on Fridays. They are free. May 26, Sabor e Cultura at 6. June, Bog Turtle at 7. July, Jamrock at 7. And August 4th, Celebration of Bluegrass. Two shows left in the current season of the Wake Forest Renaissance Center. Saturday, April 22nd, of course, Croce Plays Croce, and that is sold out. And Friday, May 5th, Happy Dan the Magic Man. It's free admission. All right, shows at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, of course. Sights and Sound Concert Series, Sundays at 2. And let me see, April 30th, Chamber Music Raleigh presents Harp Dialogues. May 14th, Grammy Award-winning Mark O'Connor Duo. May 21st, the Emerge Piano Trio. And June 11th, Duke University's Ciampi Quartet. Jazz at the Museum of Art, Thursdays at 7. June 1st is Kirk Whalum and Shantae Moore. June 8th, Layla Hathaway and P.J. Morton. June 22nd, Robert Glasper and Samara Joy. June 29th, Sheila E. and Eddie Palmieri, Latin Jazz Band. July 13th, and ending an evening with Kenny G. And on July 20th, the Jazz at the Art Museum hosts Take Six and Chrisette Michelle. That's all at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.